So at the beginning of August, the Measurement Shop will open its doors at the Elephant and Castle Shopping Centre. Nathan and Kat are from Tangled Feet. Nathan, what is the Measurement Shop?
The Measurement Shop is a piece of theatre inside a shop. So it has a dual purpose. It's we've been investigating what the word measurement means, what measurement means in our daily lives, what we measure every day and how we measure it, and also how we try and measure things that are immeasurable. So how we measure happiness, how we measure hope, how we measure love. And we're making a theatrical response to measurement. And we're putting it in a shop and we're displaying our results of the people we've interviewed, the people we've spoken to, and the scenes we've made. And we are making an installation. And so people can wander into the shop and look at how many people in Elephant and Castle are in love, or they can look at the displays of how long the world has been in existence. There'll also be bits of performance happening throughout the day about how we measure friendship and how we measure success. So it's a new piece of theatre in a shop about measurement.
And you've been asking questions of people in the shopping centre and gathering information and measurements that will inform the production. What kinds of things have you been asking them?
So I've got the questions here, so I'll do the questions and leave a very brief pause so people can answer them. So it ranges from things like, how many hours sleep did you get last night? To, on a scale of 1 to 10, how optimistic are you? 1 being low and 10 being high. Name 2 things you measure every day. We've got weight and length as answers, and sleep and cigarettes. And we've also got things like, how many times you've been in love, how do you measure happiness, which is amount of stress is one of the answers, or how my baby is. So those sort of things.
And how willing have you found people have been to engage in this process and to answer your questions?
I think once people understand what it's for, they're really willing. But in terms of, you know, people don't realise how often they measure things. So we measure things about thinking. So once people are engaged with what measurement means, and, you know, why I'm recording things and recording feelings, people are quite intrigued, because then you start to think about what you measure, what people measure all the time, and also how you are measured all the time.
Kat, you're developing something here that you hope will go on to be taken around the country. How might the experience vary from place to place?
So we're aiming to make our shop as specific to its location as it can be. So as Nathan said, we've been asking people at Elephant Castle questions, and their results of their measurements will be part of the theatrical experience. We're also looking to leave lots of little apertures in the performance that will be informed by the place we're in. So they'll be really specific, and they'll relate to local features, local statistics, local industry, local pastimes, local monuments, that kind of thing. So the idea is that it's not like a shop like Marks and Spencer's, that you have the same stuff in every single store. It's a shop that's individual to each of the little places it pops up around the country.
Now, when the shop opens its doors at the beginning of August, what would you say to people to encourage them to come and venture inside and take part in this?
Yeah, to come and engage your curiosity and come and have a look, and that it's going to be an experience where you only need to stay for as long as you're interested, or go as far as your curiosity will take you. But what you'll hopefully find is an experience that unfolds and becomes more and more interesting, more and more fascinating the deeper you go into it.
Nathan, where can people find the Measurement Shop, and when will it be opening its doors?
So we're in Unit 214 in Elephant and Castle, which is upstairs on the upper floor, just by the train station. And people can drop in whenever they want. They're really happy to receive guests. But the performances will be the 2nd to the 5th of August, from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. And as Kat said, you can come in and stay for 5 minutes, or come in and stay for an hour, how long as your curiosity allows. And the most important thing is that we get feedback, and people tell us what they think, because it's a new experience for us, a new thing for us. So we want people to come along, think about what they measure, come and do some measurement, and then watch the performances and give us feedback.